Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me take you behind the scenes just a little bit. I just go to get a cup of coffee during the top of the hour. Talk a little football with my guy, Daniel, one of our chief engineers here, who's the Atlanta Falcons fan that we mentioned yesterday. Right? He's all worried about his right tackle and all that stuff. Good, pleasant conversation. Then I come back, put on my headsets, and AMAC starts immediately talking trash.
No, I don't talk
just
trash.
Immediately.
Listen.
Like, he literally played like 4 seconds of a song that he knows I don't know. And then he's like, you don't bleeping know this, do you?
You gonna let me talk?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah, so listen, we all know Chris doesn't like rap music. Weird. Rap music is like so expansive, such a great genre.
Uh-huh.
But for some reason, Chris doesn't like rap music. And I'm just reminding him that he has work to do as a human. That's all I'm doing.
So like, you are making a sweeping generalization that I don't like any rap music.
I mean,
I do like some. I don't like it all.
Your discourse is a little concerning.
I don't like rappers that all use the name Lil.
There's like four of them.
There's a lot of them.
Okay.
There's a lot of them, including Lil Jordan Humphrey, who was a free agent receiver.
That's a football player, and that is kind of problematic. You should not do that. You shouldn't do that.
What?
That sounds bad. I know you and I love you.
It does sound bad.
I know you and I love you, so. But to our audience, they may not know. So you,
I mean,
when you call a football player a rapper because his name is Little,
if you don't know the bit, then you don't accuse anybody of anything nefarious.
But listen,
it's a bit.
Listen,
like. Yeah, I'm just saying, come up with a different creative name.
That's actually his name, though.
It's not his name.
Yes, it is.
It's not all these rappers' names.
No, I'm talking about Little Jordan Humphrey.
Well, maybe that's his name.
His actual name.
It's
yes.
His real name?
Yes.
Okay. I thought he just made it up.
No.
I don't know. I wasn't sure. Anyway, before we completely derail the show, I just want you guys to know AMAC was talking trash. And he was like, I bet you don't know this song. And I'm like, AMAC, you understand as you're talking crap to me, I can't hear the damn song to tell you what the song is.
Do you want me to play it again?
No.
Because you don't know it.
Because I don't know it. But I had no chance to know it because you were talking trash in my headsets.
To you and to our audience, it was DMX. That was on one of his albums that went platinum.
Mm.
Two albums in 1 year went platinum.
That's good for him.
Yeah, DMX.
That's a good year.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so before we get back to the calls, and before we get to Jaden Daniels' mom, what she said on Twitter. I see you two over there. I see you two cackling. Cowboy B, are you ready to step up to the microphone? Are you ready to take your turn at bat for the Cowboy Stock Report? Now, the Dallas Cowboys got absolutely whooped like a rented mule on the shores of Lake Michigan by Little Benny and the Bears on Sunday. Caleb Williams was just throwing a wide open receivers, no pass rush, no coverage, no nothing. And then they also lost CeeDee Lamb and starting guard Tyler Booker. And now come home to play an angry Micah Parsons, probably a hostile Green Bay Packers team, on Sunday Night Football at AT&T Stadium. And the Cowboys are making all sorts of outlandish statements. Shoddy, as I'm going to call him, and I know I'm not the only one, is saying, we don't need CeeDee Lamb. We don't need Tyler Booker. We should be able to beat the Packers with the guys we have. Cowboy B, I turn it over to you for the Cowboy Stock Report.
Yes. If you still believe in
them, we would have to turn on your microphone first.
Old. Oh, there we go. If you do believe in these Dallas Cowboys, I have some horrible news for you.
Let's start. What if I don't believe in them?
Well, then you probably have good news.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Okay. But if you do believe in the Dallas Cowboys, you have bad news.
Yes.
Okay. What are you, like, bad news, Barrett?
I think I have it on good authority as the resident Cowboys fan and reporter, unofficial reporter of the Odyssey station in Washington, D.C. It's over.
Of the Odyssey station in D.C., do you know what station you work for?
Well, Team 980. But okay. Odyssey's the parent. This is the time to be technical Terry, okay?
Technical Terry.
I have it on good authority to say it might be over.
It might be over. Turn out the lights. The Jell-O's jiggling.
Yeah.
The milk is getting cold. The eggs are getting whatever. Like Chick Hearn used to say. You guys are too young for Chick Hearn.
Yeah.
Legendary Lakers broadcaster.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I mentioned him the other day on the show if anybody was paying attention, but they probably weren't. not just you guys, the audience too. But anyway, that's two Chick Hearn references in just a couple of days. All right, so you're saying it's time to turn out the lights, the party's over, and you're going 1-3? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I do believe they will lose to the Packers. But okay. What I do find I'm kind of gambling conspiracy guy.
Mm-hmm.
So when the public is so heavy on a line, and I believe the Packers is 6.5 on the road, mind you, something is fishy.
So in other words, you're telling me you believe very much in the Kevin Sheehan smell test.
Yes.
And you are saying that because the Packers are fairly significant road favorites, this one smells like a rotting carcass, like a rotting set of fish bones.
It smells like, don't be surprised if the game is closer than you would imagine. Because while the Packers, they did look bad against the Browns, but the Browns have probably the best defense in the league as it stands right now.
Uh-huh.
We saw what they did the previous week for Baltimore up until the game just got completely blown open.
Mm-hmm.
But the Cowboys, they couldn't stop me and you out there, Chris Russell.
No, they couldn't. They couldn't.
We'll have A-back running the X, playing the X receiver spot. He'll probably end up with 150 and two touchdowns.
I mean, if me, fleet of foot, could get wide open against this Cowboys defense and secondary and Matt Eberflus, what would A-Mac be able to do at the X?
You'd be the center.
Yeah, but then I can't. But then it would be illegal downfield. I'm talking about me at tight.
Oh, you want to run routes?
Me at tight end, just dicing, carving up the Cowboy defense.
Can you block?
Hell yeah!
Well, great.
I almost cursed. So, all right.
Let's get back on track.
Let me ask you this because I got to keep this segment on track. Cowboy head coach Brian Schottenheimer said, quote, we are good enough to beat the Packers without CeeDee Lamb, and without Tyler Booker and the guys we could be missing, meaning there could be more. We are good enough to beat the Packers. Is that coach motivational speak? Is that crazy talk? And as a Cowboy insider, do you take offense?
No, I would not take offense of the head coach saying we're still good enough to win, because it would sound crazy if he came out and said, we kind of stink with these injuries going on. You might as well just not watch the game. That would sound crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So him instilling confidence in his guys, not quitting on his team, that's a good thing.
What happens if they lose 42-0?
Matt Eberflus should throw him out of the stadium.
Fired already?
Yes.
After four games?
Absolutely.
They just fired Mike Zimmer.
And?
Well, Mike Zimmer, after firing the defensive coordinator before that?
No, but Dan Quinn left. It was a mutual.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, mutual.
Yeah, that's right. That was Dan Quinn.
I'm pretty sure Mike Zimmer just left. I don't think he got fired.
Well, I think he got fired.
I think when they hired Schottenheimer, he was like, semantics. But my point is, it's more than likely going to be his fault. Because the offense, we're missing Tyler Booker, who has been playing pretty well these first 3 weeks, and we're missing CeeDee Lamb, who is an all-pro wide receiver.
Right.
So if the offense does look a little crazy against that Packers defense, which is towards the top of the league, I'd give him a little bit of a pass, a little bit of leeway.
So what you're saying is Sunday night the narrative might be that the Cowboys are 1-3, Matt Eberflus deserves to get fired, and the way you're phrasing it, because of CD's injury and Tyler Booker's injury and maybe some other things in the Packers defense and Micah coming home, that Dak might throw for a 166 on Sunday night.
It's very much a possibility.
Yeah.
But the good thing is we actually have a run game now, and the offensive line depth it's actually pretty solid,
mm-hmm.
because Brock Hoffman was able to step in for Cooper Beebe and hold it down last week. But Tyler Booker is a different story,
mm-hmm.
because Zach Martin retired. So.
Yeah. See, this is why we need you as our Cowboy insider for our stock report, because you're talking about guys like Brock Hoffman. I mean, are you going to start breaking down his hand technique like Linnell does from 4-7?
I could.
Okay. What about the Cowboys and your idiot owner, Gerald Jones, not paying homage, tribute to Micah Parsons?
Good.
Micah Parsons did not ask for a trade. Oh, no, he actually did ask for a trade. He wrote a divorce letter. But he got the trade, but now he's not going to be honored or any kind of, like, welcome back, like, thanks for all you did kind of thing, like the Capitals would do into the game?
What did he do?
Well, he played there for 4 great years.
That's great. But
how many sacks did he have? 54?
I know he had 1 in the playoffs.
Oh. The one game they won.
I'm not turning on Mike. I love Micah, but.
Uh-huh. So you're saying.
He ain't even get a second contract. What is he getting a tribute for?
What? Again, he was your best defensive player, arguably your best player for
Tributes,
4 years.
In my opinion, are reserved for the guys like DeMarcus Ware. The guys like.
So you got to be in the Hall of Fame already?
No, it's the guys that you had a long tenure.
Uh-huh.
And you leave the team.
What about what's his name? Who went up to Seattle?
D-Law.
Yeah, DeMarcus Lawrence. You giving him a tribute?
You don't get a tribute if you leave and start trashing the team you was just on.
Oh,
that ship has sailed.
Yeah. So you're not giving tributes to DeMarcus Lawrence, Micah Parsons. Who else? When George Pickens signs as a free agent elsewhere next year, you're not giving him. A tribute, right?
His tribute will be him dropping the pass that led to my QB throwing an unneeded interception.
What about when Dak suffers another season-ending injury? Are you going to give him a tribute?
You see this evil he's wishing on my quarterback?
Yeah, this is the thing with Rooster. He tries to act like he's going to do like this good, informative, like radio. He really just wants to poke the bear. He wants to argue with you. That's why he brings you on the radio. And welcome to my life.
Let me tell you, if Dak does go down and he misses the season, I will not watch a single game for the rest of the year.
None?
None.
You're not into the Joe Milton era?
No.
I mean, the Cowboys thought it was such a good idea to let go of Cooper Rush and Trey Lance, which I can't blame them for the last part, to bring in Joe Milton to be their backup quarterback, their only backup quarterback to a quarterback that's hurt all the damn time. Oh, and they still have Will Greer? Do they still have Will Greer?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Will the through.
Well, yeah, good for them. I mean, Will Greer's so bad that Trey Lance played over him.
I think politics came into play on that one.
Okay. You got anything else on the stock report there, Cowboy B?
No,
do you believe that Sunday night at 11:30 they will still be referred to as America's team or America's nightmare?
They will be kin to Cody Rhodes.
Ooh.
Yeah, I watch wrestling. Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. I like that because, of course, his dad was the American Dream, mm-hmm. and he's the American Nightmare. So you're saying they will be akin to Cody Rhodes, and they will be America's Nightmare Sunday night at 11:30.
Unfortunately. But if they go out there and put up a good fight, I'll take it. Just don't die on your home field. You got it. There's players that was a part of that 2023 playoff loss.
I was going to say, don't get carved up like what happened the last time Green Bay came in, huh?
Exactly. You got to have some pride out there.
Attaboy, Cowboy B. Way to lay it on the line, baby. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you. Good luck to your Cowboys on Sunday night.
And partial good luck to the Commanders. Hopefully.
Partial good luck?
Listen.
Now, what kind? I mean, The two of you are amazing. You guys expect me to treat you with kid gloves. You don't want me to bust your chops. You don't want me to say anything controversial or polarizing or awkward. You all laugh and snicker at me. I see you. And then you're like, yeah, good luck to your good partial luck to
after
your commanders.
You spent the whole, you just said, what are you going to do if your quarterback goes down for the season? Like, you spent your whole, don't throw the rocks and hide your hands, Rooster.
I was asking the tough questions. I was asking the fair, tough questions.
If it's, if they get blown out 40-0, what should happen? He says fire the defensive coordinator who's already under scrutiny. You're acting like that's a crazy thing to say.
Well, four games in, it is.
Yes. He got carved up. They got carved up by the Giants. I love my Giants. They got carved up by the Giants. If they go down 40-0.
That's true. They did get carved up by
Russell
Wilson.
Carved up by Russell Wilson, who no longer is the starting QB.
Yeah, and apparently won't be all year. You think about that, huh? Dable saying, Jackson Dart, not only the starter for one game, I'll show you. He's going to start in week 18, baby. See how that goes.
Speaking of the Commanders, do you like your chances? Let's say hypothetically, no Jaden, no Terry. Do you still like the Commanders to get a W?
No.
Well, you're not feeling Chris Moore, wide receiver one?
No! Mm. I mean, he's caught one pass in his career. It was a 34-yarder, but come on now. All right, maybe it's one more than one pass, but you get the point.
Bill Merritt, 200 yards.
Bill
TDs.
Missed practice yesterday. Oh. We got to see. That's an improved Falcons defense on the road. They're hungry. They're angry.
I mean, they just,
they're motivated.
They just lose 30-0.
Did you not hear my first segment? I was talking about Jeff Ulbrich and Raheem Morris.
I did hear.
You were busy. You were preparing.
I was half listening. You know?
You were preparing your stock report.
Exactly.
And you were editing video, right?
Yes.
Oh. You work on the show with video, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll vouch for you to get your own video.
Start vouching harder. Thank you, Cowboy B. 219 on the Team 980. Listen, I'm not wishing injury on Dak Prescott. Let me be clear. I'm not wishing injury on Dak Prescott. I'm just saying it's a very real possibility with Micah Parsons coming back, even though they're boys and Tyler Booker out, that Dak Prescott could get folded up what did I say earlier in the show? An accordion, right? Is it an accordion? Xylophone? I don't know. Whatever. 301-230-0980, your calls. Plus, what did Jaden Daniels' mom say on Twitter? We got to get to that. Quan Martin at 3 o'clock on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good to have you with us. Almost 25 minutes after the hour. Don't forget, Commander Safety Quan Martin expected to join us after practice. Coming up right around 3 o'clock. Certainly some questions that we're going to have to ask and more. As Will Harris, obviously, is out and a very tough opponent in Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, Drake London, and the Atlanta Falcons, despite how bad they were last Sunday in Carolina. I know I'm not saying anything different to you other than it is a week-to-week league and then some. And it really is sometimes a quarter-to-quarter league, a half-to-half league, a series-to-series league. And mistakes are going to be made. Mistakes are made all the time. It's just, can you minimize mistakes, right? Can you minimize mistakes? They get paid too. All right, let's get to it I wanted to do this because I keep mentioning it. I wanted to throw this out there. And I wanted to at least give you the option to talk about it, besides the hardcore X's and O's that we did in a lot of hour number one. So a Twitter follower named Coach Breeze, who is, I don't know, the host of a podcast and, you know, all the stuff. He's got a lot of titles on his Twitter handle. I'm not sure what any of them mean, but okay. So anyway, he says, short list of things for Commanders fans to do. Number one, stop comparing any and every hiccup with Jaden, especially as it pertains to injury, to RG3. Two, stop comparing every single safety prospect who walks through these doors to Sean Taylor. Number three, stop comparing every single offensive line unit to the Hogs. Number four, understand that while we might all have differences of opinion on how to get there, we all ultimately want the same thing. Number five, stop lashing out and disrespecting people just because they don't agree with your opinion. Now, I wholeheartedly agree with numbers four and five. Numbers one through three, I mean, listen, it's just part of the, I think, part of the business, part of the game, part of the world that we live in, what have you, okay? But number one is what kind of caught the attention of Jaden Daniels' mom. So she tagged the tweet and tagged it especially number one with two hands praying emojis. So number one, again, just in case you weren't paying attention, was stop comparing any and every hiccup with Jaden, especially as it pertains to injury, to RG3. She's obviously allowed to have her own opinion. She's her own woman. Yes, she's Jaden's mom. Yes, she's Jaden's, you know, agent, whatever she is. She's free country. She can do whatever she wants. She did nothing wrong. I'm curious. Do you have any issue with that? With her weighing in? Number one. Number two, do you feel, and this is what I really wanted to get at, with Jaden still in doubt for Sunday, do you feel that it's even remotely fair to compare Jaden Daniels and Robert Griffin III? And if you do, what way? How? Is it even remotely fair? 301-230-0980. Let's get a call or two in here. Let's go to Lap on line two. What's up, Lappy? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster?
What's up, Lap?
It's always going to be compared to RG3, especially if Jaden has gotten injuries, you know what I'm saying, the last two seasons so far. And it's just how the coaching staff is going to handle it. So, you know, we're going to always have some trauma from RG3. Hopefully we can look past that and we can build with Jaden and he could be with us, you know, next 10-plus years. And, you know, that would be all forgotten. But, you know, it's hard not to, especially when you got a scrambling quarterback too, even though he's a better pocket passer than RG3, you know, but he still runs and sometimes he doesn't protect himself, you know, like he should, you know, not as bad as RG3, but, you know, some things he can kind of clean up to be better so he'd be safe and we can have him on the field. But it's interesting, though. It's definitely interesting. And I'm looking forward to the game, man. I really want to see with a performance like that, like how we're going to come back, you know what I'm saying, and keep it going because to me this is a must win. Like, the NFC is tough, like I told you yesterday. NFC, and I've been telling you all season, the NFC is tough, bro. So it's like every game got to count. And you definitely want those conference games to really help you out, especially when it comes down to season and wild card play.
Well, here's what this game would tell me, with or without Jaden, with or without Terry, and we'll see, and Noah and so on and so forth. If they win this game against a desperate, angry Atlanta team on the road and say one or two of those guys, maybe more, are obviously not available, that would tell me, like we've gotten a lot of that would tell me's over the last year plus. Like, this team, this organization is very different, right? But in a weird way, this would tell me perhaps more than maybe any other road game other than the two road playoff wins last year. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Definitely. I definitely agree with that, Rooster. But I just feel like you can't sleep on nobody in this league, man, and you can't play with the football gods like that. I do believe that if you got good coaching, a team that can rally together even when your star is not there. Also, like, you know, teams that I feel is like you're better than or you should be, you know, or it's a winnable game possibly, you got to take advantage of that, man. But you see what Carolina did to the Falcons last week. You can't sleep on nobody, bro. Every game is a must win. So, like I said, you don't play with the football gods like that. And we'll see. And the Cowboy fan over there you got, man, he know he would take Trey Lance over any of them sorry quarterbacks he got. You know, besides Dak Prescott.
Well,
right?
I mean, Trey Lance is doing okay, so much so that he beat out Taylor Heineke in L.A. Look,
Trey Lance can play, bro. I wanted him. His rookie year, whenever he got in, he scored, you know what I'm saying, just about in every game he played. Well, you know what I'm saying? So he needs a good coaching staff and somebody that can work with his skill set. Right. He'll be fine.
There you go. Thank you, Lap. Appreciate you. We'll get back to the other calls on the other side. Quick a trending alert right here, right now. On the Team 980, we're talking about how the Commanders go about beating the Atlanta Falcons. We gave you a bunch of stuff on offense, a bunch of stuff on defense in hour number one. We'll recycle through some of it. We got all sorts of like facts and analytics and all sorts of stuff still to give you. Also, there was a list of things for Commanders fans to do that we just ran through. And Jaden Daniels' mom responded to, number one, stop comparing any and every hiccup with Jaden, especially as it pertains to injury to RG3. And I wanted to know how you guys felt about that particular issue. And if you feel it's a problem, or if you feel it's just a thing with certain fans, if she should be weighing in, shouldn't be weighing in, what do you make of it? I'll tell you what I make of it coming up on the Team 980 after a trending alert. All right, Thursday night football tonight. The Seattle Seahawks at 2-1, visiting the Arizona Cardinals also at 2-1. 8:15 Eastern time, kickoff and coverage, 106.7 The Fan. Meanwhile, over here on the Team 980, we'll bring you the Capitals and the Philadelphia Flyers from Hershey Park, Pennsylvania, and the Hershey Park Arena. As the Capitals, who will be without Alex Ovechkin and others, take on the Flyers. You can, again, listen to that game right here on the Team 980 as preseason hockey is underway. Meanwhile, in college football, 7:30 kick down at East Carolina. It's the ECU Pirates against the Army Knights. They're in that one. They are 1-2 is Army. And as well, the Commanders on the practice field right now. We will get some practice updates for you coming up. Quan Martin, starting safety of the Washington Commanders, going to join us just after practice ends, right around 3 o'clock, right here on the Team 980. Stay tuned, and that's what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, right back to the calls we go. 301-230-0980. We got a bunch of the usual suspects on. So we'll try and go through as many as we can. Let's go to Lou next up on line one there, AMAC. What up, Lou? How are you?
Can't complain, man. The only complaint that I have is you wasting 10 minutes of talking about the Cowboys and Jerry Jones, man.
That's it?
Plenty of
That's the only complaint you have?
Yeah, it got to be, man, because I can't stand anything about the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Man,
well, you know, I should have taken that into consideration. I should have thought, we can't do a fun Cowboys report, stock report,
no,
because
not,
Lou
worth,
hates the Cowboys.
It.
It's not
they're
worth
not
it. You're
worth
right.
It, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right.
They're not worth
you're
it. Right. They all talk no action. You
yeah.
know that.
Every so basically, they because they're not worth it, you're not going to watch the game on Sunday night, right?
Why would I?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, I want to watch Micah whip. I mean, not whip, but get a couple sacks on Dak. That's about it. But
okay.
Other than that, you know, that's not.
So once Micah gets two sacks, you're going to just go flip ski, right?
Yeah, I'll
All
put
right.
some money on it. You
okay.
know that.
All
I'm right. going to put some money. I'm going to put a couple dollars on it.
Yeah.
But other than that.
Well, you are a big spender.
Yeah, nah, man, I ain't no big spender, Chris, man. I want you to do me a favor. Can you grab me one of those cereal for me, man? The OV Special Edition, if you don't mind, man.
I mean, I don't have one myself. They're a Giant, right? I think they're at all Giants. You can go buy it. No?
Man, I'm all well on the other. I'm on the other side of the town, though. You know,
oh, okay.
Those are special edition, but yeah, but other than that, man, you know, as far as Jaden goes, man, I think I might have listened to a few things people had to say the last couple of days or weeks or whatever. But to me, and you know, I think the safe way to play it is, you know, let him sit, you know, sit another week or two, let him get healthy. Like that'd be a lot. Like that'd be a no-brainer. Like you want this guy to be healthy down the stretch. I mean, it's only like what, the fourth game. Mariota gave you a good game on Sunday. Let him continue to do that and let Jaden get 100%. I mean, I don't get the need of these people calling in and with their propaganda talking about, he might get best. What are we talking about? Like, I mean, come on, man. We got to be honest about what we're saying. And some of these people, they just say anything out their mouth just to, I don't know, just to be talked about. I mean, you know, the lady from North Carolina, come on, Sabah, you better than that. But other than that, man, you know,
Lou, you are agitated today. You are feisty. I mean, you're never this way. I'm just
come
teasing.
On, Chris.
Thank
I'm
you,
just,
Lou.
I just want my fans to kind of keep it real, man.
Yeah, you just want everybody bad, to be like roses, cherries, and whipped cream, right? Just everything
man,
perfect.
No, man, I'm Chris, man. We just calm this nonsense down. That's all it
okay.
is. I mean, like, would you be would Chris? If,
yes.
If that was your son, would you want him to be out on the field after a sprained knee, whatever it is?
No.
With a situation.
No.
After a week or so.
No.
Just because the doctor said, you could go out there and play?
Yeah.
No. Jaden is a little fragile, and so we got to take it like that. I mean, come on, man.
I wouldn't call him fragile, but that's beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Man.
All right.
He's
I got
taking
you.
A lot of unnecessary hits,
okay.
man.
I got you. Thank you, Lou. Appreciate you. Let you run on that. Let's get to Jason and Laurel next up on line five. Line five for Jason and Laurel. What's up, Jason? How are you?
Hey Chris, how you doing?
What's
I
up,
love following Lou. Lou trips me up.
He's something. I don't quite know what that something is.
I love your caller.
Well, we have a bunch of
we have a
bunch of wackos around here. I tell you that much.
I'd raise
you,
my hand
you
if
excluded.
I could, but I can only raise my right.
Yes, you excluded.
I like Miss Jaden's mom's thing because. I 1,000% co-sign to this. I think a large segment of our fan base has PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and I was telling AMAC this. Look, the only thing that Jaden and Robert have in common is they play quarterback and they're African-American, and that's about it. Like, on a personal level and everything else, they're not the same people. Robert had been hurt before he got here. Jaden's never been hurt. And from Robert's own mouth, Robert Griffin said this, he said that Jaden was a better quarterback than him coming out of college. Robert said that. And he is. He's a better passer. He's a much better rusher. And we're talking about him taking too many hits. He didn't take as many hits as Robert. I mean, I think Jaden's a better runner, and he's a better thrower. And I haven't met Jaden. I have met Robert twice, and while he was very nice to me and my daughter, I've heard other things. I think Jaden's probably a nicer person, although I've never met him, and that's maybe hyperly taking other people's opinion. But I have no problem with that, and I think the fan base needs to – he's not Robert. We need to stop comparing them. They're not even close. And I think if he isn't 100%, they should sit him. I think Mariota can get us by Atlanta. Listening to his press conference the other day, I know Jaden wants to play. And, you know, Lou was saying that he's a little fragile. I don't think he's fragile either. And I tell you what he is that I think this team has to save him from, and I think they're doing that. Jaden Daniels may be a skinny little dude, but he's a tough little dude.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of what endured him to his teammates last year.
Yep.
And I think that's why they show out for this guy, because he is tough. He has not played in a game that he got injured, that he finished that game. They didn't pull him out of that game.
Yep.
He finished that game, yep. And they wouldn't let him play the next game.
Yep.
That's, you know, he didn't pull himself out.
Well, and remember, he was hurt twice, we think, in that fourth quarter. The first play of the fourth quarter with the shot to the knee, and then with about 5.5 minutes left where he got kind of got crumpled from behind. Twice in that fourth quarter, and he threw 2 touchdowns and he finished the game. And, you know, everybody's making go ahead.
Everybody should watch that game again, because both of those 2 times that he got hurt that you're talking about, he immediately got up and waved off the sideline. I'm fine.
Now,
I'm
what you have to do is straddle the line between, and this is where, you know, doctors and trainers and Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury and so on and so forth have to come in and say, okay, there's a difference between being a tough guy and being reckless, right? And that's on the football field and in terms of health and recovery. And to your point, I would rather them sit him too. I would rather that. And they may very well do that. I would rather them sit him. But if they, you know, again, there's nobody, I don't believe, that's going to be able to tell you that there's 100% no chance he could get hurt again. But if all the doctors feel that he is ready to go, and by wearing a knee brace that he is protected, what else am I supposed to do at this point, you know? So we'll see. Thank you, Jason.
I think if we run out the same offense as we did last week, I think either quarterback can win. I want to see Jaden at his best.
Yeah.
And if they can sit him another week, you know, fine. If not, that's cool. He clearly wants to play, and I think that's one of the reasons we all love him so much. But I don't like hearing him be called fragile. He is not fragile.
Yeah.
He's little. But that kid's got a heart bigger than all of us.
I got
you. And I just love watching him.
I got you. Thanks, pal. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. That is Jason and Laurel. Let's get to Jonesy next up. What's up, Jonesy? How are you?
What's going on, Rooster?
Jonesy?
Look, man, here's the thing. Jaden is just like what Jim Rouse used to say. The kid is tougher than a $2 steak. I think he'll be fine. He don't need to play this weekend. Go ahead, put Mariota in there and let him go ahead and take care of this. I think people are scared because Terry is not playing. He's playing. We don't have much of a running game. I think we do. I think we can go ahead and get this running game going, and bam, we don't have to throw as much. Although I do trust Mariota and whatever receiver they think they could put in there and win with. Debo can catch too, by the way. So I'm at a medium as far as concern go. I do want to win the game,
right?
But I want to switch this thing now and help me understand, why do we have a Cowboy fan sitting over here giving us a Cowboy report that we care nothing about, Rooster? Talk to me about that.
Okay. So here's the deal. Okay. So this is the second time Cowboy B has received a shot across the bow, right?
Yeah.
Saying nobody cares about him. What I'm trying to do is a civil service, right? I'm trying to do a nice thing by making sure that the Dallas Cowboys are featured on this show for at least about 10 minutes a week to shine the spotlight on why they are America's fraud as opposed to America's team. Okay. And I thought there was nobody better to do that with than Cowboy B, a diehard Cowboy fan. So I thought it would be entertaining radio, and that's where, you know, that's my fault. I trying to do entertaining radio versus what you guys care about is two totally different things. So I apologize. I'm sorry.
Now, I'll swing it this way. If we clowning on him with this thing, I'm good with that.
You don't think I was clowning on him during the the Cowboys during that segment?
Well, I hope he was.
I think if you go back on the Odyssey Rewind feature and listen, you'll hear that there was quite a bit of humor.
Yes, indeed. Because see, in my mind, them getting L's week after week is W's to me.
Yes, okay? Exactly. That's the whole point of the segment. Without giving it away. That's the whole point of the segment.
Okay. My bad. I let the cat out of the bag, and I can let you off the hook again, Rooster.
Thank you, Joey. See, I do everything with a purpose around here, and it's mostly to bleep with people. Okay? Thank you, Jesse. Thank you. I appreciate it. 248 and change, Team 980. Ah, you guys made me give away all my secrets. What do you think? We really care about heaping praise on the Cowboys? No. So I found a critical Cowboys fan. Great. Identifies as a Cowboys fan. But I think if you've heard any segment before the Cowboy B is done with us, you know he's not wearing pom-poms. You know he's going to tell it like the truth, and he's going to spit fire, and we're going to make fun of the Cowboys. What better way to do it than that? By the way, I'm watching ESPN. They're out at Sup Dogs in East Carolina University. They're doing some kind of food eating contest. I see all these people shoving food into their face. Sup Dogs is Brett Oliverio, who used to be the executive producer of the Junkies long time ago. And he went and took over his brother, who unfortunately and tragically passed away, his restaurant at East Carolina University and in Chapel Hill. And they have quite the atmosphere down there. And they're doing it up on ESPN before ECU and Army. How cool is that? All right, on the Team 980, we continue along. 10 minutes in front of 3. Stay with us. All right, a couple of minutes before 3 o'clock, Quan Martin expected to join us right after 3 o'clock, so we'll get a quick call in here. Let's go to Little in D.C. What's up, Little, on line 1? Little?
What's up? Shout out to A-Mac. Shout out to my man, Lou Roos.
There you go.
Lou just a passionate Commanders fan. You know, we don't want to hear all that old garbage talk, man. I mean, you know how Lou, man. Lou, my main man. Man, he's serious about them Capitals. He's serious about that box of cereal.
Wait, so when you say garbage talk, you mean about the Cowboys, or do you mean Cowboy B?
No. Man,
and you guys don't like him.
Commanders.
Okay.
You don't want to talk. You don't want you.
So we only we're only allowed to talk about the Commanders on the show.
No, that's your show. We can't run the show, but he take a poll to you when you start talking about Daniels and our court and comparing him to RG3. Look here, this is what I'm trying to say, and I'm gonna let. I hope DMV hear this. This kid don't need to touch the field until 4 more games. I mean, look, we're in a good position right now, but we don't need this kid till you know we need him. We need this kid to end of November, early December. He ain't got a touch to feel. And I hope he's not listening, but you don't know what? I'm going to hit him up on Facebook. I'm going to say, man, you're important to us in the long distance. Let this thing ride out, young fella. That's the message I'm going to send him.
Little, I remember over the offseason, I think it was you that said that Jaden Daniels said on Facebook that he listened to the show or something like that. Was that right?
Yeah, when he had time. He said he listened to me when he had time.
Does the world operate on Facebook that I'm unaware of?
Well, you know, he's one of my friends on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
But
look, this is what I'm saying. All these teams going to be trying to key in on that knee. You don't need that right now, Rooster.
Uh-huh.
We need this kid to stand tall, let Mariota do his thing, man.
Yeah.
I
agree.
What we like to say, what we 2-1?
Yeah.
And we start looking up in the sky and say, what the hell is going on? When we get at the end of December.
Yeah.
That's what we need this kid, man. That's all I got for you, big fella. God bless you. Stay up, man.
I hear you a little. AMAC wants me to ask you if what
he's
is
gone.
It? If
he's
oh, he's gone?
Yeah.
Oh, we were wondering if what?
If Jaden's page wanted to see like his bank information or something.
Oh, yeah.
At that Facebook page.
Little has got this secret connection with Jaden Daniels on Facebook. I don't know what else I can say about that. All right, Quan Martin expected to join us in just a couple of minutes, so we're going to take a quick timeout, try and get the breakthrough and out of the way so we could come back to either him or calls next on the Team 980 Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.